T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Take all the stations, Papa. Take all the stations, Papa. I like it. Imocast, baby. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Just feel better on a simulcast.
Got all the stations, Papa.
Got all the stations, Papa.
Papa.
We'll get to, I guess we should do headlines, huh, before we get to Joe Zagacki. Let's get to headlines real quick with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. I'll run through these quickly, guys. Tonight, the Marlins kick off a 3-game series versus the L.A. Dodgers at Marlins Park. Friend of the program, Jordan Yamamoto, gets the start for Miami. The Dolphins are holding joint practice sessions with the Buccaneers this week ahead of their preseason game this Friday. Brian Flores said QB Josh Rosen had an okay practice today. And Tate Martell did not practice yesterday after Manny Diaz named Jaren Williams the starting QB. However, he did attend a post-practice team meeting later in the day and is expected to practice today. And College Game Day will be at Magic Kingdom in 2 weeks when UF plays UM. And finally, Olive Garden is selling lifetime pasta passes this year. On Thursday, if you're one of the 50 people who buy Olive Garden's annual 9-week unlimited pasta pass, you have the chance to upgrade to a lifetime pass for only $500.
And question everything about yourself. Do you have any weather, Alejandro?
Today's forecast in Miami is
partly
cloudy
at Olive Garden.
There's only a 75% chance you won't experience rain today in South Florida.
Not taking the bait anymore.
Tonight's low will drop to 80 degrees. Only 80 tonight.
Okay, well, there you go. Joe Zagacki is the voice of the Miami Hurricanes, and as Alejandro mentioned there, Coach Manny Diaz announced yesterday it'll be Jaren Williams as the starting quarterback. That question has finally been answered. Joe Zagacki is with us right now. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Hawk. Hello, Channing. How are you guys today?
Good.
Good.
Yeah. You sound like you're not sure, Channing.
I don't know if you really cared. I thought it was just being nice.
I say that with all sincerity. You want to make sure you're well, Channing.
If Channing said, I'm not doing that great, what would you have done? Would you have forged ahead with the interview, or would you have taken a detour and tried to figure out what's wrong?
I would have felt bad.
But that would be
I would have offered him. I would have offered him some comfort food.
That's it.
I would have felt bad. That was the extent of his compassion.
Joe's my dude. I see Joe walking all the time. Joe, you walk faster than the kids on bikes. You walk fast as hell, man.
Is that you're a speed walker, Joe?
I don't picture myself, you know, like that. I just like to walk with a purpose. It's hot out there.
I drove
for a player.
Him. Joe is a player.
All right, let me get into this.
When you say are you a speed walker, then I see a vision of, you know, of a person whose arms and legs are flailing
right
all over the place.
Well, that's the picture
Channing
is
like
painting
that
for us.
He doesn't have the arm, but those legs are rolling, babe. You caught up to me at the stoplight. I stopped at the stoplight. You caught up to me, Joe, and turned around and hauled ass.
I picture you like in a sweatsuit, like a matching, you know, bottom and top sweatsuit, and then maybe a hat pulled down low.
I've seen him walking for 10 years probably, always with cane stuff on.
Always.
He's going to have a cane shirt
on. He represents.
On. Yes, he does.
He represents. So I think most people, Joe Zagacki's with us, I think most people assumed that it was a two-man competition when practice started, that it was either Tate Martell or Nikosi Perry that was going to be the starting quarterback. When did you start to realize Jaren Williams was a real contender?
I'm in the third quarter of the scrimmage the other night. Because they were really stymied on offense and kind of have been that way for a while. And Now, in practice, he's been hanging right in there, showed a lot of poise, was not discouraged. And really, the second week of training camp is when it gets really tough on players. Some guys just don't continue to compete, but he did. He kept stayed right with all of his reps, had a good attitude about it, and then in the scrimmage, in the third quarter, he started to move the team. And when he got him into the end zone, you could feel like, oh, I think we just found a quarterback here. I think you could feel it on the sidelines. You could feel it with the team. And I'll tell you, I think N'Kozy Perry felt it also, because he went out there on the next drive with a real renewed sense of urgency. But I just felt like in the scrimmage the other day, now it's a body of work, but I think he was the one that was able to break down the defense, made some plays, showed the ability to be a little extra of a playmaker, and then made a hell of a throw to Will Mowry. At that point, I thought, okay, we just got a quarterback.
And, Joe, isn't he the – I don't want to say like he's unathletic, but the least athletic. N'Kozy's a runner. Everybody knows Tate's a runner. But Jaron's a pocket guy, right?
He is a pocket quarterback. And, you know, he's 6'2", 215 pounds. But when they signed him, the word was, well, we just got our Deshaun Watson. Now, that might be, you know, getting carried away. Maybe he's more like Stephen Morris. But – I would say
that's
this.
That's quite a span. Yeah. Joe, that is quite
we'll
a
span
that you've got
well,
there.
Well, Deshaun Watson's
no
at another
to
level.
Stephen Morris.
Deshaun, I'm just trying to be realistic. Deshaun Watson's at a different level. But the comparison would be this. When I first watched Deshaun Watson, I was like, this guy's not moving. And then he's 20 yards down the field. He never looked like he was moving. And I think Jaron Williams is kind of that way. You go, is he moving? And then he's gobbling up yards. And next thing you know, he's 10, 12, 15 yards down the field.
So when you saw him at scrimmage, you say like there where he had that breakout moment. Do you think Manny Diaz really had not made up his mind till that moment? Like he felt that moment as well? Or was he just waiting for that from Jaron Williams?
I don't want to put words in his mouth or Dan Enos, but I would say everybody was waiting for that moment, yeah. I think everybody was waiting for, like, come on, one of these guys has got to break out. And you heard Coach Diaz's comments about the scrimmage the other night. They couldn't move the ball, and then all of a sudden he started to do it. And I felt like, you know, when you get a three-point shooter that's hot and you say, feed him the ball, it's like, hey, let's see this again. Put him back in. Let's see if he moves the offense again. And I just felt as if there was a deep exhale, as if to say, yes, finally, one of these guys is going to grab this job and go with it. And I think his confidence, you could see his confidence in the last 3 or 4 days also starting to rise up. So I just think it culminated in that scrimmage at that moment.
Joe, is there a depth chart out? Who's backing up Jaron?
There is not a depth chart out yet. So that probably would be announced, I would imagine, Tuesday before the game. They have said that N'Kozy and Tate Martell are going to continue to compete. Now, it's going to be hard for him to compete if he didn't show up to practice. Yesterday wasn't here, I guess. But practice starts in an hour, and I would suspect that Tate Martell will be on the field.
Joe Zagacki is with us. Now, Jaron got a few snaps in the Savannah State game last season, but that was it. So we've talked about this. This is a huge stage to make a debut on, right? I mean, you're talking national TV, only game, and a rival. I mean, it's UM-UF. Like, is this setting them up for slaughter, or is this setting them up for greatness?
We went down this road a couple of years ago with Brad Kaya.
Yeah.
Right against Louisville. It just so happens that the guy that was the defensive coordinator in that game for Louisville is now the Gators' defensive coordinator, Todd Grantham.
Yeah.
He must be thinking, you know, you talk about having a horseshoe. He must be thinking he's the luckiest guy in the world to open the season twice on national TV against a rookie quarterback. Right? That's got to be a dream come true for a defensive coordinator. But I think by announcing the quarterback now, and we're, 12 days away from the game, this is going to allow Dan Enos an opportunity to build his game plan around the things that Jaron Williams can do well. The players will know what Jaron Williams does well, and I think he can tailor the game plan, hopefully take a little bit of the pressure off him, get the ball out quick, those types of things, misdirection, and obviously the old deal, run the football. But he's going to have to find ways to make sure he's not a sitting duck back there for Zuniga on one end and the kid they brought in from Louisville on the other.
Joe Zagacki is with us, voice of the Miami Hurricanes. There was turmoil last year with the quarterbacks under Mark Richt, right? He had a very quick hook.
Yeah.
What do you think the hook will be with Jaron Williams? Do you think Manny Diaz is looking at Jaron Williams as, this is my guy for the season, or is he saying to Tate Martell and Nikosi Perry, hey, you're probably both going to get a chance to start games this season?
I would think the message to Nikosi and Martell would be what you just said. You got to stick in this thing and compete and fight it out. We don't know what's going to happen, whether A, Jaron plays well or maybe the moment's too big for him. Hell, they could go out in the practice field in an hour and a half and his knuckle could come down on the top of a helmet of a defensive player and then we're right back to where we were, right? Trying to find a quarterback. So if I'm Nikosi or Martell, I got to keep fighting and trying to get on the field, find a way to get on the field. And that's only going to make Jaron better. So I don't know if it's going to be a quick trigger by Manny Diaz and Dan Enos or not. Hope that they've got their guy. They would hope that this is a player that the team will rally around and the fan base will rally around, and this will be the guy that embraces it and gets better with each and every game. He's only a redshirt freshman, so the dream scenario would be, yeah, this is our guy. He's the most highly recruited quarterback that Miami's had in years. So you hope that he lives up to that recruitment.
Hey, Joe, do you anticipate Nikosi or Tate to transfer out with the new decision that they just made?
You know, Channing, I was just having that discussion with somebody. If you're Tate Martell and you leave now, isn't that something that follows you? Isn't it bigger than just not winning the job in Miami? Doesn't that follow you around the rest of your life? I mean, you can't bail out now, can you?
No.
Back-to-back times, bail out? That's not what life is about. I mean, you're going to get beat out in a job. You want that following you around your entire life? I think at the very least, he owes it to himself and to the people here to fight it out for the rest of the year and see what happens. I just don't think you want to be labeled as a guy. This isn't going to be his entire career, is it? Right? 24, 25 years old? Oh, going for a job interview? Oh, yeah, I know you. You're the guy that kept quitting. That's not what you want on your resume, is it?
Joe Zagacki is with us. Fast Times at Ridgemont High, that was released on this day in 1982. You would agree it's one of the best movies ever.
Oh, God. Spicoli, no question.
Yes. I knew. Yeah. My man Joe knows.
Yeah. Joe, the one of the best movies ever
one
now.
Of,
did you hear
of,
what he asked?
One of the best comedies ever.
You have to have a sense of, well, maybe not. Comedies, yeah, you got to find the right genre.
Right. Phoebe
right?
Cates, huh?
Come
Phoebe
on, that,
Cates
that,
in the pool?
That movie had some great lines in it.
Yes, thank you, Joe. I
Phoebe Cates, is, come on. Phoebe Cates?
Come on.
Channing.
Joe.
Phoebe Cates at that time?
You just Channing.
Phoebe Cates doesn't have pieces, Joe.
Channing.
I like pieces.
Channing.
I like parts.
Channing, you are speaking of which you do not know.
I've seen the picture.
Allow this to be a discussion amongst the men here. Phoebe Cates, Joe.
Joe, she weighed 94 pounds.
Phoebe
Can I
Cates,
get a woman
Joe,
at three digits?
Joe.
Can I get three digits,
Joe? Phoebe Cates, Joe. You feel me?
Phoebe Cates was beautiful.
Yes.
Phoebe Cates was beautiful.
Thank you. And Kenny Rogers Roasters. They had great chicken, didn't they?
Kenny Rogers Roasters. Are they out of business now?
Yeah, only for like 30 years, but yeah.
Yeah.
But
my mom
good.
Loved Kenny Rogers, so whatever Kenny Rogers touched was spectacular.
How about the chicken, though, the chicken that he touched?
Chicken was good, yeah. The chicken was
good. Right? That place was good.
Yeah, chicken was very good.
Yeah, it was good.
Not as good as the chicken farm down the street from the radio.
Oh,
that, you know,
Delaware
Channing,
Chicken Farm. Oh,
Delaware
yeah,
Chicken
yeah.
Farm. Not nowhere near as good as the Delaware Chicken Farm.
But Kenny Rogers Roasters, though, it was, I don't know why it went out of business, but it wasn't bad chicken.
Well, maybe he was gambling. It was a gamble, right?
Well, he didn't know.
That's
right. He didn't know when to fold them.
Yeah, didn't know when to fold.
That's right. Sometimes you got to know when to fold them. Got to know when to hold
that's
them.
Right.
You got to know when to fold them. He didn't know when to fold them.
What kind of lines are you going to feed my man DBJ?
I'm thinking that one. You got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah, you know, I saw America. You know, the rock group America. Well, they're just not really a group. They're just two of them on the CBS Sunday Morning Show a couple weeks ago. You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Ventura Highway, sure.
Yeah, alligator lizards in the air. Come on, their words? I don't know what they were on when they wrote those songs.
I know what they were on. Peyote.
DBJ?
They were on peyote.
What is that?
You ever heard of peyote? Peyote.
No.
Peyote? Peyote.
No.
I think it's peyote.
No idea.
Oh, you're right. It is peyote.
Peyote.
I just corrected you into what you said. I really am a jackass.
Yes.
It's peyote. He's like, I know. I just told you that. All right. Thank you, Joe. What happened here? Did you ask me something or are we done?
I think we're done.
Okay.
I think we're good.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
Nice.
Are you going to Orlando?
Nice talking to you. I am not. Channing is, though.
I'll be there, Joe. Come find me in the parking lot. No shirt on.
You won't
me
be hard to miss, right?
No, I'm going to be loud, too, Joe.
You're going to be quiet after the game. I'll tell you that.
I'm going to be on the sideline and see this butt whooping, Joe.
You are going to be quiet after the game,
boy.
Man. You're going to hear more out of Kenny Rogers Roasters after the game than you will out of Channing Crowder. Thank you, Joe.
All right. CB Cates, fellas. See you later.
CB Cates, Joe. That's a couple men talking right there, Channing. That was a little out of your element. That's fine. That was a couple men talking
there. 94 pounds?
No.
Yeah,
you're just You're just playing wrong
garbage.
On it. Oh, my
She's
God.
Always been garbage.
You're
She's
joking.
Garbage right
you're
now.
You're joking. Phoebe Cates.
You know what she needs?
You know what
you know
you're
what?
Doing here?
I need to
you know
take Phoebe Cates
you know
to public
doing?
So she
you
can
know,
get she can put a little pounds
doing.
On.
You are totally impugning any opinion you'll ever have if you say Phoebe Cates is garbage. Now,
what?
Your opinion on Publix, I'm with. Phoebe Cates, not so much.
When it comes to tailgating, Publix is where it's at for every occasion. Publix is going to be there. Football season's here, and the occasion is special, and that calls for something special out of Publix. They have presented the new Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. Listen to what's on it. Stacked high with those crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, crisp lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and topped off with tasty garlic parmesan sauce, the Miami Dolphins Pub Sub is delicious. Be the king of the tailgate. Now, yeah, the Miami Dolphins Pub Sub, but all those delicious things you've been eating from the Publix deli all your life, the platters, the chicken, the subs, the drinks, the ice, the beer, the chips, the sides, the snacks, Publix got it all. And busy dads, I love this. You're running around Saturday. I'm coaching and stuff all weekend, but I know on Sunday, I can get Publix to deliver. They deliver now same day for your convenience. For all the tailgating, all the house parties, guys, Publix has all your football watching needs, especially for those tailgates. The tailgating needs are at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
All right, we'll take a quick break. I'm going to show Crowder some Google images so he can understand just how wrong he is about Phoebe Cates, and we'll return next with more Hockman and Crowder.
Take all the stations, Papa. Hockman and Crowder simulcast.
Papa.
Papa.
Criticize me on the text line. Say I say it wrong.
You say Papa.
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 That's not good. Papa.
It's not. I mean, no, it's not Papa. It's Papa.
Papa. Take all the stations, Papa.
Papa. I don't do it like that.
Manny Diaz was on with Joe Rose and Zach Krantz this morning, and they asked him all the questions. You know, I thought Joe Zagacki was very interesting there in the last segment, but they had Manny Diaz on with Joe and Zach this morning. So I want to hear some of this. I didn't hear the interview, but he talked about the quarterback decision.
Tough decision. I know you had to make yesterday with everything going on. I think everybody's just kind of curious when you go into making that decision. What did you have to look at with three guys so close? Can you just talk about the final things that you saw with Jaren Williams?
Well, we were pretty consistent in terms of our evaluation throughout the entire time in terms of what mattered to us. You know, again, which has been eliminating the critical errors, and then it comes down to decision making. You know, accuracy, and then does a guy have a little bit of a knack for maybe making something happen special? And I'll tell you, it's funny. I mean, I would sit there and watch, you know, during training camp, and I'd say we can go do this with any of these three guys. I mean, it was really like that. I mean, I really felt like all three guys had elevated their play, you know, from certainly from spring, but even from, you know, the guys that were with us last season. And so, you know, I think what just separated Jaren is, you know, Jaren just has a, you know, his arm talent is obviously very, very good. And I think there was some instinctual things in terms of understanding just, you know, it's just the understanding of position and sort of, you know, quarterbacking, you know, just really having a great feel for where to go with the ball. And And I think, you know, and I think his determination and toughness and some of those things won out. And that doesn't mean, like I said, that we couldn't have won with the other guys, but I don't think we had to choose. And, you know, we had, you know, we took down data for everything and were very deliberate in terms of how we went through the process. But I think everybody felt good about going to Jaren.
Somebody texts in, I'm driving from Virginia to Orlando. Your show gave me a second win. Thanks. Somebody else texts in, what does that mean? And that really could be referring to anything we've said over the last 6 years. And then somebody says, out of curiosity, can you ask Solana how to say potato in Spanish?
Papas.
Papas fritas.
Not papa.
Would be
now, how
French
do y'all
fries.
Say all the stations?
Papas. Take all the stations, papa.
And potato?
Papa.
No.
So we're taking all the stations' potatoes?
That's right.
No.
These stations all brought some potatoes in. I'm taking all the stations' potatoes. I love a loaded potato. There's more. If you want to text the show, by the way, it's 67974. 67974. If you're used to texting us on the old text line, we're in new studios because of the simulcast, papa. It's 67974, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. There's more from Manny Diaz on with Joe Rose and Zach Krantz this morning. They asked him what put him over the edge deciding with Jaren.
How much of it had to do, you talked about how bad the offense was in the first half of that last scrimmage. How much of it had to do with the second half of the scrimmage and how he played? Did that finally put you over the top, or do you have a pretty good idea before?
Yeah, but see, here's a great example of when you have to evaluate a scrimmage. You know, certainly that could be a part of it, but that would also, there would be a suggestion that the other guys played well in the second half as well. Here's the thing, though. Things cannot be going well, and you can still evaluate a player individually, right? So, like, a play can be called, and so, for example, on a decision-making grade, there may be a tight end who forgot to block the defensive end, right? Yeah. So it turns into a sack or something like that, or a pass might be dropped or a pass might be tipped at the line of scrimmage, but you can still evaluate, you know, did he take the right drop? Did his eyes go to the right place? You know, did he choose the right, you know, did he press the right button in the old, you know, in the old video game? And if those all things happen, you may not get the result of the play. Conversely, you can actually have the other thing happen, right? A guy can, you know, take a drop, you know, read the coverage the wrong way, deliver the ball to a guy who may catch it and run for a first down, and that may actually not be, you know, the intent and the design of the play. So, you know, that's the idea of that's why you watch the film, and that's why we, you know, you have to be as thorough in your evaluation as possible, because you can't always – you know, when you got a lot of guys out there who are all learning what to do, you can't always say, okay, well, this is, you know, hey, if things are working, a guy may be playing good when things are not going well.
And then finally, here is Manny Diaz this morning on with Joe Rose and Zach Krantz talking about Tate Martell not getting the job.
Hey, Coach, getting back to Jaren Williams, the other national story has been Tate Martell, who is, you know, a pretty big recruit himself coming in from the transfer portal out of Ohio State. And the guy not getting the job, how did he take it? What did you say to those guys, and what do you say? And everybody's curious now to see if they stay around.
Well, we told all the guys, you know, that it was that the competition was very close. That that by no means that, you know, that even when Jaren won it, that doesn't mean that he's perfect and, you know, and without, you know, flaws, or that the idea is that he doesn't have to improve. We told all of them that they had all made massive strides, because they have. They've all really, really improved, and that they all need to continue to improve. I thought all three guys took it really well, and you know, and the sort of the message is like, let's get back here and let's get back ready to work. So you know, I mean, to me, that's all a part of it. It's just the nature of the position. You know, you want one guy. I feel like for a long time we've been needing a guy to be our quarterback at Miami, instead of, you know, kind of going back and forth. And so the team can rally around, and that the fan base can rally around. And look, but yeah, I mean, we're going to be young, but that's okay, because we think the role to Jaren, we think we got a guy that we can rally behind, and let's go do it.
Why are you laughing?
Because y'all are going to call me a hater. He doesn't seem that in love with Jaren Williams.
Oh, listen, you know, I'm a Hurricane fan. I went there. That's obvious. Listen.
Yeah.
That's not being a hater. I think, again, I mean, Joe Zagacki told us at 3 o'clock, like, It was this Saturday that Jaren Williams had a moment where it was like, okay, we've got a quarterback. That doesn't mean that he's not going to work out to be really good. You don't know. But I'm with you. I don't think if Manny Diaz was put on truth serum or said, you've got to attach your career to a quarterback, I don't think he'd attach himself to any one of those three.
Yeah, because I'm with you. Because then in the second clip, he was like, yeah, you know, anybody could have a good game. And now bad play, but they can make good decisions during a good play. They can make bad decisions. Like, he doesn't seem like he's stuck with it. It seems like he had to pick a starter.
Well, he did.
He's not dedicated to a guy. Kind of like what
no,
you just
I
said.
I mean, he did. He did. He had three guys that he inherited, right? Well, actually, he inherited two, and then they got Tate Martell in the transfer portal. But I don't think – I mean, look, if one of those guys, we talked about this, was head and shoulders above the other two, you'd have known who the starter was 4 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago. So that doesn't mean that he's not excited. You choose a starting quarterback, you're going to be excited. Doesn't mean that he's not jacked up about the team and the season and what they could do. But, yeah, I don't think that he would say to himself, you know, this kid's the difference maker. This kid is going to make me, you know, the next Urban Meyer, or this kid is going to make me the next Nick Saban. Like, yeah, I don't think he would do that. And I don't think that's being a hater. I think that's being kind of realistic about what the situation is. Like,
hopefully it works out, but it's still a work in progress. It's still a work in progress. And I hope that doesn't mean benching Jaren in the first 2-3 games, whatever, but it just doesn't seem like he's dedicated. And that should bring up a little concern going into the season, just a small bit.
There are a bunch of people texting in after I gave out the text number. I hadn't done that in a while because we have a new text number, 67974. There's a bunch of people texting in. They're like, what is going on with these radio stations? Do I explain it again, or do I just let people kind of figure it out on their own? Because this is what? It started last week, right? Last Monday. So we are 6 weekdays past. We're in the 7th weekday of the new lineups. And, like, should I give it a once-over again in the next segment, or do I just let people figure it out?
Maybe the Cliff Notes.
Cliff Notes.
Just
all right.
Do a quick thing.
Cliff Notes. Like, if you're listening to the radio station, you're hearing us on both stations, Papa, and you can't figure out what's going on, or there used to be a different show at a different time on a different station, I will give you Cliff Notes in the next segment so you can understand what's going on. In fact, I'll give you a great exercise. I'm not even going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a great exercise in the next segment about change, and then a few things that maybe don't change, and how it all comes together. How about that?
I like it.
Is that all right?
Thank you.
Papa.
No.
My potato.
Yo, potato.
Mi papa.
Come on.
Is that
now
also my potato? Mi papa?
Sure.
I mean, it could be, right?
Like, if you were going to say these are my potatoes, you say those, esos son mis papas.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you want to say I'm your papa.
So if I say tengo un papa.
No, you'd say tengo una papa.
I have a dad?
No, I have a potato.
I have a potato.
Like if you're cooking, you have one potato.
Would it be confused though? Like if I said tengo un papa?
No, because you wouldn't say it. Remember, we're not calling somebody our dad when we say papa.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying, could it also translate to that?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't think he really knows Spanish.
I like it, though. I like take all the stations, papa, and people wondering why are they taking the stations potatoes? And why do the stations have potatoes? I like that. I like confusion.
You like that, huh?
I've lived my life with a significant amount of confusion. You turn on the news in South Florida, weather is always a big deal. We just had a storm blow through here in the new studios about 15 minutes ago. We've got windows in the new studio, so we can actually see the storm. And occasionally you can see the rain inside the studios. So it's hurricane season, it's rainy season. You start thinking about your house, specifically your roof, or maybe, you know, if you own a radio station, you think about your roof. So when you think about your roof, the first thing that should pop into your head is my friends at All American Roofing. Maybe you've noticed a roof leak at your house or in the station next to us, the studio next to us. Maybe over the last few hurricane seasons, you've lost a couple roof tiles here and there, and you want to get it fixed before it's a major problem, because it will be a major problem. All American Roofing is the way to go. They've been in service for almost 30 years. They've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors. They're always available to provide the best in customer service. And I get it. There's bozo companies out there and you want to stay aware. That's fine. I'm telling you, All American Roofing is the most trustworthy. My wife and I, we used them to re-roof our entire house back in 2005 after Hurricane Wilma hit. And I can tell you, I highly recommend them now. They are so trustworthy to this day, and I take great pride in recommending them. They've got emergency services available 7 days a week. They're always there to help. So whether you need a brand new roof or just a repair, estimates are always free. You can call them 954-772-ROOF. That's 954-772-ROOF. Or you could check them out online at allamericanroof.com. We continue taking all the stations, Papa, Potatoes, Daddy, next on Hockman and Crowder. Taking all the stations, Papa. Taking all the stations. These are some of the texts. You can text the show 67974. That is the text number that we see, by the way. It's a different text number than you might be used to texting me and Crowder. And by the way, this hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Some of the texts that we have received regarding whether you want the Cliff Note version or not. Yes, we're dumb. Please tell us again. And I don't know if he's serious or not. Please explain again. We are dummies. Then somebody says, if they're not an everyday listener, screw them. Somebody says, no, please let us know. I'm just getting back into town. Somebody else says, Crowder, I'm a big fan of you, despite the fact that you're a Gator, but you crapping on Phoebe Cates? Come on now. That's where I draw the line. Somebody else texts in, attack the simulcast with the intensity of 1,000 suns. That's how I plan to do it. That's how I'm doing it. So here's the long and the short of it. If, you know, and I know people listen sporadically, and this changed just, you know, a week ago yesterday. So we're simulcast right now on 790 and 560. And some of the show lineups have been juggled around. But specifically for our show, Hockman and Crowder, you get one exclusive loco hour from 2 till 3 every afternoon on 790 The Ticket. That's exclusively on 790 The Ticket. And then from 3 to 6, you can hear us on both 560 The Joe and 790 The Ticket. It's a simulcast. It's syndication, not in the traditional sense of the word, because they're only syndicating us right next door to the other studio, and it's all here in South Florida. But you can still obviously listen on radio.com, and you can listen via the podcast, and so we're still in all the outlets that you would normally hear us. There's just more. There's more outlets now because of the simulcast from 3 till 6. Joe Rose and Zach Krantz remain the morning show on 560 The Joe, and then Dan Le Batard is from 10 till 1 on 560. Stephen A. Smith is from 1 till 3. And then the simulcast of Hockman and Crowder on 560 begins at 3 o'clock. And then here on 790, it is Tobin, Leroy, and Beast from 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. It is Zaslow and Amber before us, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And then it is us, 2 p.m. till 6 p.m. And then Zach Duarte most nights. And then there'll be, obviously, as play-by-play rolls around and whatnot, Heat games and all that stuff. So that's the long and the short of it. But here was what I had explained last week, which is there's change in radio constantly. You'll get used to it.
Yeah.
You'll get used to it. I gave you the examples all last week. 97 GTR, the rock and roll animal, and it was all of a sudden gone one day. And 94.9 Zeta rocks, it was gone one day. And 103.5 WSHE, she's only rock and roll, it was gone one day. I can go on and on and on in radio stations that were there, and then they're gone. And change happens, and you'll get used to it.
Everybody keeps asking me. I have to ask, too. Is 560 The Joe speaking of coffee or Joe Rose?
No idea.
Okay.
No one's really given me a strong explanation on it. So it could be Joe Cool.
The camel?
No, I thought. Was Joe Cool the camel? But Joe Cool was Snoopy too.
Really?
Yeah, they called him Joe Cool, I think.
Maybe Joe Camel's just Joe Camel. Maybe.
Oh, Joe Camel's Joe Camel.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Could be Joe Kim Noah. I don't know.
Hope it's not Joe Kim Noah.
That'd be great if it became 560 the Joe Kim.
Does 560 the Joe make it on your Mount Rushmore of Joes?
Well, sure. Not yet. No. How could you put it on the Mount Rushmore of Joes?
We're on there.
Oh, yeah, true.
We make it.
No, Mount Rushmore of Joes is
Montana.
Boy, that would be tough.
Joe Pesci.
I mean, we're talking about all the Joes in the world.
That's the hardest Mount Rushmore ever.
Joe the Nanny from Table 19, which you made me watch.
That's a good movie. Table 19. We watch it because that's what table we were at Falero's wedding.
I made my wife watch it this weekend because you had made me watch it. I watched it on the flight to Japan because you had talked about it. Then I made my wife watch it this weekend at home.
She liked it.
I knew it was her kind of movie. Knew it was her kind of movie. But anyway, to bring it all together, so there's change. There's always change. Your favorite restaurant, all of a sudden the menu will change. Kenny Rogers Roasters may have been your favorite restaurant. All of a sudden it's gone. Like, change happens. But the Miami Herald did some legendary South Florida restaurants that have never changed. These are 11 restaurants they say have been open a lifetime. These are all South Florida. And I was just going to ask you as a little quiz, how many of these have you been to? These are things that have not changed. They have been in South Florida. They are staples. Jackson's Ice Cream.
Yeah.
Been there?
No.
You've never been there?
I've rolled past it on the way to fish in Dania Beach.
Yeah, it's right in Dania Beach. You ever been there, Solana?
Yeah, it's really good.
Opened in 1956. I was there last week with my wife and kid. Jackson's is, I mean, that is South Florida legend. Mai Kai.
With the dancers?
Yep.
Yeah, we went when I first got down here.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's a good field trip when you first get to South Florida. That opened in 1956. Have you been to Mai Kai, Solana?
No, I haven't, but I've heard of it.
Do you know I've never been there? I've been here since 1987. I've never taken a visitor who's come to visit there. I don't know why. It's like hula dancers and stuff, right?
Yeah, but and then the big Samoans are out there too, so you get the little,
it's
the
a party.
Little hulas, but then you get the big men. It's pretty cool to watch.
Frankie's Pizza and Arbetter Hot Dogs. We talked about Arbetters on this show before. Arbetters opened in 1959. Frankie's opened in 1955. I've not been to either.
Yeah, I was shocked. I think the reason it came up on the show is because you admitted you had never been to Arbetter's.
Correct.
And I was shocked because
a lot of people were,
a staple in Miami.
Yeah, I've never been there. They're known for chili dogs or something?
Chili dogs, yeah.
Lester's Diner?
Yes, I've been there.
I've been to Lester's Diner on State Road 84. That place has been there since 1967. You, Solana?
I've never even heard of that.
Lester's Diner? That is a legendary diner. That's a diner.
Yes.
That is, when you think of a diner... That is a diner.
Lady with a cigarette in her mouth pouring coffee.
Yep.
Yeah. Old school.
Don't give her any sass.
No, she got edge to it.
Joe Stone Crab.
Oh, thousands of
Joe
times.
Stone Crab.
Fuego.
Opened in 1913.
Bones. The guy at the door's name's Bones.
You got to know the guy at the door.
If you don't know Bones, your ass is waiting 7 hours.
They have fried chicken there as
They do have great fried chicken there.
I'm not eating no fried chicken.
But I wouldn't either. I've been there with somebody that ordered it once. I'm like, if I'm coming to Joe's, I'm getting the stone crab.
Open up the pocketbook.
Cap's Place. Cap's Place Island Restaurant. Opened in 1928. Lighthouse Point.
Nope.
I never even heard of it. I've never been there.
No, I fished out of there.
These are, again, places that have not changed. Tropical Acres.
I've seen it.
Tropical Acres is legendary. That's a steakhouse.
A little questionable on the outside, though.
Well, because it's like that's a mobile home park, Tropical Acres. That opened in 1949. That's on Griffin Road. That's near you, I think.
Right by the house. It's just, I heard the food's delicious just looking at the outside. Little one-story tinted windows. It scares me a bit.
Sloppy Joe's. But that's in Key West. But it's been there since 1933. But anybody that's been to Key West had to have had a drink at Sloppy Joe's, right?
Yes.
Jack's Diner. Jack's Hollywood Diner, 1953 it opened. I've never been there. Mm-mm. You ever been there, Solana? Jack's Hollywood Diner?
No.
Shorty's?
Yeah.
Shorty's Ribs, that place is legendary. 1951 it opened. You ever been there?
A little bit soggy on the meat side.
That place is legendary.
Don't you dare slander.
Yeah, you can't blaspheme against.
I'm not blaspheming. I'm decent flavor, just, you know.
Listen, Papa. Listen, Papa.
Papa. Anyway, those are 11 places, 11 restaurants that have been here a lifetime. But hopefully, our simulcast will join that. One day, the Miami Herald will do a story, 11 simulcasts that have been around forever. Hockman and Crowder will be number one.
Making
hopefully.
The list.
We have a ton of stuff to get to. John Clayton from the Washington Post. He used to be the professor on ESPN. He hosts a daily show now on ESPN Radio in Seattle. He's going to join us in about an hour to talk some NFL. More of the nonsense that we like to call Hockman and Crowder next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.